You're listening to Clearly Conspicuous, a podcast series brought to you by Holland & Knight's Consumer Protection Defense and Compliance Team. Here at Holland & Knight, we have the working knowledge of how federal and state agencies operate and how courts address consumer protection issues to effectively work with our clients to address these issues.
Welcome to another podcast of Clearly Conspicuous. As we've said in previous sessions, our goals in these podcasts is to make you succeed in this very interesting environment right now, make you aware of what's going on with the consumer protection agencies, and give you practical tips for success. As always, it's a privilege to be with you today. Today, we discuss President Trump's recent dismissal of two FTC commissioners. On March 18th, President Trump dismissed the Federal Trade Commission's two Democratic commissioners, Alvaro Bedoya and Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. FTC Chairman Andrew Ferguson issued a statement supporting the legality of the dismissals, representing that the FTC would pursue its, quote, tireless work to protect consumers, lower prices, and police anti-competitive behavior, close quote. So folks, here's some substantive background. FTC commissioners are nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate to fill 7-year staggered terms. By statute, there can be no more than 3 commissioners from the same party as the president. The president names the FTC chair. In a Supreme Court 1935 decision, Humphrey's Executor versus United States, the court upheld the FTC's act limit on the president's ability to remove FTC commissioners. In that case, the court held that an FTC commissioner could, by statute, be dismissed only for cause because the agency performed quasi-legislative and quasi-judicial functions. Both sitting Republican commissioners, Ferguson and Holyoke, are on record expressing their support for overruling that decision, Humphrey's Executor. In a more recent court decision, Celia Law versus CFPB, and another decision, Collins versus Yellen Sela, decided in 2020. Collins decided in 2021 the Supreme Court held that Humphrey's Executor does not apply to agencies led by a single head. That is, Congress's attempt to limit the president's ability to remove the lone head of an independent agency. In these cases, it was the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Federal Housing Financial Agency, respectively. Recent decisions by federal district courts, however, rejected similar attempts to dismiss agency officials, applying Humphrey's Executor. The final word will obviously rest with the Supreme Court. Trump's dismissal of the Democratic FTC commissioners follows a letter from Acting Solicitor General to Senator Durbin in February of this year, stating that the DOJ would no longer defend the constitutionality of for-cause removal provisions that apply to members of multi-member agencies. The removals also follow 2 executive orders dated February 18 of this year and March 14 of this year, which assert broad presidential authority over federal agencies, including independent agencies. So folks, here's the key takeaway. The FTC can continue to operate with a quorum comprised of just the remaining 2 FTC commissioners, unless a court concludes that Bedoya and Slaughter were wrongly removed and therefore remain in office. Voting together, the 2 remaining commissioners can take official action and will not face a potential of a 2-2 deadlock across party lines. Any action requiring a commission vote, such as bringing, settling, or withdrawing cases, or withdrawing or amending Lena Khan's policy, for example, and her regulations, would have required at least 1 of the Democratic commissioners to make a majority. But obviously, we're not there right now. So stay tuned for further developments, and I wish you continued success and a meaningful day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Clearly Conspicuous. For more information on our Consumer Protection Defense and Compliance Team, visit hklaw.com/cpdc or email anthony.deresta@hklaw.com with any questions about today's episode.